Don't worry about it.
All right, right? And I'm reading the English, and Ed is once again reading the other.
Yeah,
here we go.
I definitely got the short end of the stick with this next title, too.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Mike, count us in.
Have the short end for all of the titles, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why Mike hates you that he is making
can I give a disclaimer and just be like, hey,
honestly,
it was Ed's
because
turn.
Ed butchers it the least for Japanese, honestly, that's why I picked on him to do this.
I don't know, Gizmo's pretty fluent. Right, Gizmo?
I am super fluent in Japanese, yeah.
Okay, Gizmo, you definitely. Do all the Japanese titles then.
No.
Alright. Ready? I'm counting you down. We gotta go here. We gotta roll.
Welcome to another episode of Anime Plummet. My name is Mike, and I am your host for today. Today, we're talking about spring season previews, and I'm joined today by my fellow previewers. First up, we have in this corner with the Japanese pronunciation master, Eduardo. Hello, Ed. How are you?
You've been warned. This is going to be a rough listen.
Oh, dear. Yep, we're going to... Rough? By you, we sometimes people like it rough. I don't know. What are you talking about? Speaking of rough, Gizmo, how's your efforts in pronouncing Japanese?
Ohio.
Ohio. Ozaimasu.
Ohio.
Welcome aboard. You're gonna help Ed out, hopefully, and both of you guys can butcher names together. I purposely
I love butchering different languages. That's what I do on a daily basis with this podcast.
I purposely delegated this job to someone else this time. I'm not going to try to do it and insult anyone's intelligence. And because I didn't want to insult anyone's intelligence, I gave an easy job to King. King, you're going to read the English titles. How are you today?
Loving my life because my job is so easy today because of our benevolent leader for this episode, Mike. Mike, thanks so much for just letting me read the English titles of all these great spring shows that are coming down the pipeline. I can't believe it. It's already March.
It is. It is already March. So we basically have a hint of spring coming. Some places might even have flowers starting to poke out of the ground. Not us. Well, I mean, if they're coming, they better be careful because we get snow right up into May. But who knows, with climate change, things are changing. So King, give us, it's time for the Four Swords here to talk. King, give us the links.
Yes, absolutely. What I want you to go do, fellow listener, is check out links.animesummit.net. There you're going to find all the information about this podcast, Anime Plummet, as well as the flagship show, Anime Summit. They've been coming out with really cool stuff. They just did their summies not too long ago, and ours are plummy. So why not just have a lovely afternoon, listen to back-to-back award shows, see what we all thought about the year that was 2023. Man, we watch such different shows than they do. Like we watch some hot garbage on this show, but
we watch the good stuff.
Oh, the gauntlet has been my cheat skill in another world. That's the good stuff for my one hit kill peak. Sister. That's peak right there.
I'm doing the kind of shifty eyed gif right now, trying to be
You're like, what the hell are you talking about? And also remember, folks, at links.animesummit.net, you're also going to get access to the Anime Summit Discord, which is where the four of us and Anime Summit folks are always hanging out. We're chatting about all this cool stuff. We like to do a manga club every week, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come in. Come check out our little slice of heaven that we've carved out. Ed is our fearless leader in that, of course, so shout out to Ed. And real quick, before we get into this episode, I've got two announcements for you. One, I want you to go check out the second cinematography that the Plummet Boys have been doing. We're doing all the reviews on Aliens and Alien movies. Of course, starring Sigourney Weaver. This time we tackle 1986's Aliens. That's the sequel one. That was a lot of fun. Me, Gizmo, and Mike got to dive into that. We had a blast with that. So please go check that out when it's available. And I want to give a special shout out to the Otaku Host Club podcast for hosting both Sam and I just the other night. We recorded an episode with Amelia and Jeff, who are just the coolest, man. Like, good people, good vibes over there. I really recommend you go check out their podcast. I'm listening to their review about Made in Abyss. They have like two episodes on it, and y'all know I'm an MIA like head. I love that kind of stuff. So getting their input on that has been a lot of fun. And we got to do a special episode about Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. And we had a lot of fun over there, man. They had some good questions for us, made us think about a few things, and we got to talk about all your favorite cute boys from JJK. And with that, Mike, let's dive on into the show.
Let's dive on in. All right.
Dive on in.
So we're going to start off, and we're gonna basically be watching some trailers. I decided I wanted to do something a little candid, a little more spontaneous. So we're going to watch trailers and try to make it interesting for audio. Does it work? I don't know, even after the fact that this is recorded after the fact. You let us know, please. If you like this, and maybe we do it going forward. Anyways, King, can you start us off, please?
All right, our first show coming up in spring 2024 is called A Condition Called Love, or
Hananoi kun tokoi no yamai.
Good job, good job. Okay, so we got snow falling lamp, an eye.
Oh, it's a pretty boy.
It's
pretty boy, plain ass looking girl too, guys.
Plain ass, but she's got a bob cut. That's good. East Fish Studio. Do we know what East Fish Studio?
I've never heard of that before. This looks shoujo as fuck.
These characters all have brown and dark hair.
One thing I know is this girl got some thick ass eyebrows. Are these the pickle brows?
No, they're like sub pickle eyebrows. The dude looks like Mia Mira from Horimiya.
You're right, from Horimiya.
And he cuts his hair.
Wait, and is that the same guy?
Okay. This is super, you know what, shout out to Danny on this show. This is the shoujo show of the season, I feel like, coming up. It's just all it seems is he's cute and they're going to be together, which is great. You know, that's low stakes.
Yeah, this kind of gave me nothing really. It's just she looking at pretty boy and pretty boy looking back at her, and it's like sappy music and like the cherry blossoms in the background. What is this show?
I love that. I can't wait. Should we move it to the next one? Because I feel like we know what we're getting out of that. A condition called love.
Is any one of you going to try and watch this one?
I'll watch the first episode. Ed, did you have any thoughts on it?
My Discord video froze, so not yet. It sounded cute.
Wait, Ed, let me ask you. Do you love love?
Of course. Who doesn't love love?
We got Ed involved. Ed's on board for this season. The love train, baby. All right, our next show is An Archdemon's Dilemma: How to Love Your Elf Bride, or
Mau no ore ga dorei elf wo yome ni shitanda ga do madera reba li.
Like perfect, honey.
Perfect.
Jesus like, Christ! I apologize for all of these in advance.
An extra Japanese person.
Okay, we're ready. Here we go.
Let's do
congratulations,
it.
The explosive elf. What the fuck is an explosive elf? Oh,
it's a slave.
Slave caller.
Slave caller and a chain.
Everyone take a shot.
How can I express
how adorable?
Adorable,
so it's fine that he's a slave master.
First, I want to talk properly.
Oh no, is it doing the visual novel thing where they have to select
we got an ear flick.
Answers?
Women were a nuisance.
This looks like it's going to be a little goofy, which I like.
Yeah, not very. I'm going to guess not very progressive of a show.
Definitely
so
not.
We definitely have a demon lord who is an incel. Oh, she's cute too. Redhead with a side ponytail, with a big sword.
A night girl.
And then, Oh, we got her lolly. Yes. Oh,
and she has horns.
A little horns and little wings.
There's a bunch of side gals in this show.
Angel waifu as well. This is going to be peak anime, I can tell.
Peak? Huh?
You always have to have the weird, like, mystical magic circle in all these fucking shows. And it's just a triangle in a circle. And you're like, wow, that's magic.
Oh, he's going to slave
Satanism.
Her. He's going to save her from slavery by making her his slave. And look, the title has chains in it. That's great.
Yeah.
Yikes. I don't know.
And it seems like she has to fight in an arena or something. So maybe.
Well, she is.
Maybe he's like a Pokemon trainer. He has to collect like the waifus and then lets them fight against other waifus.
Oh, very good. Anyway,
I kind of whatever Gizmo's pitching right now actually sounds better than what this show will be. Once again, that's an arch demon's dilemma: how to love your elf bride. Okay.
Excited for that one actually, because
she's his bride slave.
That's cool. Of course.
Well, yeah, slave, bride.
That's what's
bride.
Going on. All right, sweet. Let's.
I'm going to give it one episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's one we should do.
I am dedicated because, that's one I've actually
wanted
to read. Mike's
going to give it all the episodes.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm
that's
telling you right now,
I'm
watching the whole thing.
I like it.
It's my all problematic content.
Our next show for coming up is As a Reincarnated Aristocrat. I'll use my appraisal skill to rise in the new world. Or.
Kizoku Kentei Skill de Naraigaru?
The Japanese version is actually shorter than the English version, which is funny
that
to
one,
think
he got,
about.
He got the short end or long end.
Guys,
I
just tried to search for this show by typing in reincarnate. And I had to scroll through so many shows. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
I hate that.
It's like 100 reincarnations.
Do we really need a show about appraising? Like, is that where we're at in 2024? We're like, everyone's like, oh, I know an appraiser. So this makes sense to me to have a show like this.
Obviously, appraising was one of the most important skills in Japanese RPGs, guys. It's a Shota, too. Oh, my gosh. It's Shota, very Shota.
Over 2 million copies published.
Yes.
Of
Summer
Appraisal?
A fantasy map? Yep, he's still Shota.
His head is gigantic on his body. It looks absolutely ridiculous.
Did you see how big that maid's boobs were? I just want to...
No, his head was too big. He was blocking them.
Oh, I see. Oh, we got potions. We got soldiers. Yes. Oh, he's in our Shota's in a nice little suit. We have a dark-skinned character that's not a female, it's a male, and of course, he's a servant. Big boobs on a witch!
Let's mage girl. It's Mushoku Tensei mage girl.
Except with fake boobs. Yeah, it looks. She otherwise looks just like Roxy.
Guys, I don't know if you noticed, this trailer feels exactly the same as the one we saw before, like how it's displayed and how they introduce every side character with a name.
Yeah. And honestly, like, the animation wasn't anything that was, like, flying off the shelf either, so.
Also, it didn't tell it, he's going to appraise things, I guess, to strengthen his kingdom. That just sounds terrible to me, dude. I'm sorry.
Isn't there like a Chemical Brothers song? I want you to praise me. Do, 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 do.
I don't think it's a praise. I think it's just praise.
Oh,
I want to praise you like I should.
Oh, it's by Studio Mother.
Studio Mother.
Shout out to all the mothers out there.
Well,
all right, this
Shota,
is uninteresting.
So.
Let's keep it moving because this show's...
Oh, no. That's the studio that made Ari Ferretta.
There we go.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Our next show is The Banished...
10 out of 10.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on.
Gizmo, take this next one.
Dude, the Japanese on this, sorry for whoever has that, but it's called The Banished Former Hero Lives As He Pleases, or...
Oh, God. What is this name? Deki soko nai to yobareta moto iu wa jika kara tsuiyo sareta no de sukikate ni ikiru koto ni shita.
Take a deep breath after that, man. You need to catch your breath.
I hope you brought a glass of water or something. That's... Oh, boy. Here we go.
Banished,
ready?
But, I mean, we got more banished hero content coming.
Okay, that's a carving, yes. Guy holding a sword.
He's too powerful.
There's
shot.
A dead guy and an angel. And the angel has the saddest looking wings ever. They literally are just upside down smiles.
They're more for display.
Oh, she does a lap pillow with the wings.
Oh, no, she just shed a tear onto his belly. Now a castle. Dude with blue hair and a suit. Another blue hair.
I think they're related somehow. Maybe this they're is all older blue brother giving his younger brother shit
and
or
collars
something.
And earrings.
The fuck is wrong with that butterfly?
You'll that notice the black...
This is, in my notes, I even wrote, this is like terrible looking animation and character design.
If you notice,
Triangle chins. Triangle chins everywhere.
And they're also barely moving their faces for the PV, like the trailer.
They put all their budget into the LSD butterfly.
That's a lot of hair. This red hair girl. I guess she's a tsundere because she's red.
Oh, elf girl.
Everybody has the same exact triangle face, so they all look the same, minus like eye color and hair color.
Oh, we got another dragon.
Oh, CG dragon. Oh,
no, I don't think. I think that was traditional animation dragon.
Yeah.
It's just badly. What I'm seeing, it's still badly animated.
I'm already keeping this show in mind for our worst looking show for our next plummies at the end of the year, because this is.
It's good. We should make.
I feel like it's not that bad compared to other stuff we've seen, though.
Yes. But
you have to keep in mind that they show the best stuff in the trailer, right? The best looking things.
Or they're supposed to. Whoever does the marketing for this is not doing a good job. Once again, this is banished from here. The banished former hero lives as he pleases. I assume he's going to live as he pleases. Does that sound about right?
It's a guy gets kicked out of the hero's party thing, right?
Yeah, and he's going to go live it up now.
Well, I think it's he did his job and they just kind of killed him off or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Let me say this.
I'm
going to
give this maybe one episode.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't want to watch this necessarily. Now, this
I'm still waiting for the guy gets kicked out of Hero Party trope to actually produce like a good show because it has potential.
Yeah, it's
guys.
Called
Banished from
the
Hero's
party
is good. Can you watch the Gizmo? It's a wee.
I think I watched a couple of episodes. It's the one where he's like opening a shop or something.
I don't even know why I do this podcast with you people.
And what is it, Mike? Sorry.
No, I'm just joking. Because both Ed and I really like Banished from the Heroes Party. Anyways.
We're not here to talk about shows that already happened. We're here to talk about shows that are coming up soon, including this next one, which I'm really looking forward to. It's called Bartender Glass of God.
This... Take it away, Ed. It's a real tough one.
I got this one. All right. Bartender, Kami no Glass.
There we go.
Let's go.
This is a good one this time.
All right, here we go. Toho Animation.
Oh, I love this. There are two occupations that should never betray the trust of their clients. I already know it's a doctor and pharmacist, which is already two jobs. Doctor and bartender. Come on now.
It's basically a pharmacist for your soul.
Why should the lawyer be trustworthy, you know?
Well,
lawyers aren't trustworthy. They're scoundrels, but a bartender needs to be able to... You need to trust them to guide you to the perfect drink.
Yeah, look at that handwork.
This is all about how many tastes...
See, I told you! Save your soul! The bartender is a pharmacist for your soul.
SOS.
Apparently, this guy's like the best bartender that's ever been born, is the idea. Okay,
you know,
that last one, though, that last cocktail he made, it was just a glass of bourbon over ice, which is like not necessarily a cocktail.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes they just want something on the rocks.
Okay, this is a story of a bartender who soothes and heals your soul. So that's
literally right from the beginning.
You knew it from the beginning. So this is for this show.
What is this show?
This show is for people who love to just hang out at cocktail bars like myself and get made. Like you walk into a bar and you don't ask for a drink. The guy just looks at you and talks to you for a bit and then he makes you the perfect drink. And I think this show is for me, basically. Just me.
Is it a slice of life or what is, I mean...
I would say I would categorize it as slice of life because I bet you he's going to talk to people to get to know about them to make the perfect drink. So you're going to see different
stories.
Yeah,
this could easily be like episodic. So every day is a new customer essentially or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
It might,
but it looks like
it's not
Death Parade.
It is.
I might give this one 3 episodes just because I want to know what could possibly be the story here.
Hmm. One thing I will say, because it all involves drinking, there is no children involved. It is all
Let's
adults.
Go.
We don't know that, Mike.
Oh,
there's like I want to see the 3 little boys who are on top of each other's shoulders in a trench coat go into the bar. I need to see that for it to be a 10.
But it's anime, so it's going to be $3 drinking.
All right.
Exactly. All right, sweet. Let's keep it moving with chillin'. Okay, hold on. Let me just say this. Any show with the word chillin' in it, I'm already going to watch the whole thing. Like, shout out to Chillin' My 30s. That show slapped.
That's like, we've had a strong start with chilling. So if your first word is chillin', you better come strong.
It's for the millennials. Chillin' in another world with level 2 super cheap powers, or...
I can take this one again.
Okay,
we can just do like...
You want to alternate?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's go.
Level 2 Kara Cheat Data Moto Yusha Kohu no Matari Isekai Life.
All right.
Ooh, here we go.
He's chilling.
Okay, so we have a giant wolf.
Oh, this one rocks, guys. I'm forcing you guys to watch this one, by the way. I already know which one it is.
I'm turning down. So yeah, we got giant spear wolf. He's charging the guy. He's got a bunch of menus. Oh, or so it seemed.
Nope.
It's not a giant wolf.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's a
but it's a naked
cute
wolf
girl.
Lady.
What is the censoring?
Was actually a beautiful girl. Never in an anime.
He's going to marry the wolf guys because she's a cute wolf girl.
Lupin, demon female, will be his wife. She's just throwing herself at him.
I think what's going on is he's like he beat her in something. So now she's like, oh, well, we'll get married because you beat me and that'll make me stronger. Except
you know,
he's
like the custom of my people.
There is a whole subset of men who honestly believe the best way to get a wife is to beat them into submission.
Did I just see something about a younger sister? Imoto alert?
What?
Imoto alert?
A lot of cute characters.
Oh, okay, she's getting all close to him now and making him nervous because they're married.
I like that the main character is well tanned. That's nice. Like, that's actually appropriate for a... Like,
but I like that the title says it's level 2 cheat superpowers.
Yeah, that like, what does that even
mean? Oh, is
like,
this a
I don't
game
even know
as well?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Maybe that's for the light novel or something.
I mean, obviously we're going to watch that show because it's Plummet material.
Is it edgy?
A little bit, but not much, I assume. It's probably going to be more sweet than anything else.
It seems kind of wholesome, I guess.
I apologize for my earlier joke, by the way.
You've been
on
a hot mic today, Mike. Maybe let's reel it back in a little bit, all right?
No, let it loose, Mike. Go.
Oh, trust me, we got one coming up that's gonna be.
This is just a great title, and I'm glad Gizmo added it to the list, which is Go Go Loser Ranger or
Sentai Daishikaku.
That's a tough one.
I'm actually kind of excited for this one.
All right, ready? Let's maximize the screen and let's go.
Studio Shochiku or Kodansha, sorry.
As a publisher. Okay, so we got a dude in a skull mask. And then we got Power Rangers. And then we got boobs. And lady talking softly to us.
No idea what this is about yet.
Oh,
I'm still
Tiger Monster Man.
It actually looks pretty decent animation wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Tiger Monster Man is not ready for the boulder.
Oh, it's from the people that brought us Tiger and Bunny, by the way.
It's a similar story, kind of.
Oh, you know what is that?
This is one of those that have a really popular manga behind it.
Yeah, I can see that. Production quality looks pretty good.
Where was they putting their finger? Oh.
I'm gonna be real with you. We're like about a minute into this trailer. I have no idea what this is about.
Well, apparently they just shot the main character.
They're not showing me anything. This guy, okay, he's crazy Sentai guys, I guess.
Yeah, the Red Ranger is crazy, apparently.
I saw a head explode. Was that...
Yeah, it was the main character,
actually,
I think.
What happened?
Apparently.
There's almost too much happening in the trailer to really understand what this is about.
Apparently parts explode off him all the time.
Yeah, I think it's Super Sentai people against monster people.
Okay.
Yeah, but who's...
And it looks pretty hype. Honestly, I'm not the biggest fan of the Power Ranger thing, like the Super Sentai stuff in general, but this looks kind of fun. I'm definitely going to watch this, I think.
This is definitely a must-watch for me.
I'm going to let you guys watch it and then tell me after our impression episode if I should watch it, because I...
King, I'm going to let you know now you should probably watch it.
Don't worry, King. Later on, you could be like, no, I don't watch things that are good. You guys won't let me.
I mean,
you could choose this one, so we all have to watch it.
Ed's like, I'm going to let you finish. Now watch this.
Ed's going to pull the trump card.
Oh yeah, because we're each going to select a show that everyone has to watch this time around for our impressions to try something new. And yeah, I mean, Go Go Loser Ranger is a hell of a title too. I love that.
Yeah. So I just want to note that I put this one on the list because it looks so much like Liar Liar, and I know how much King loved Liar Liar.
This is going to be my jam then. This is God's Game We Play. Oh boy. Or
Kami wa game ni uteru.
That sounded French when you said it like that. Uteru.
Oh, oui, oui, monsieur.
Okay. The gods hunger for games.
Oh, is it Hunger Games?
Oh, no.
Is it like it's a God's death game hunger kind of thing? Games.
God games.
Okay, you can challenge gods game. To games.
Okay, so we got a mountain and we got... They're showing us a lot of text on screen and not a lot of animation. Oh.
Okay, we're... Not, okay, not humans... Yeah, humans need to beat gods in games for some reason.
Oh, down Bill Field.
We've never beaten them, though. We suck, apparently.
Hey, oh, look, no, it's a game of wits. MC like every other and a red-haired girl, just like Liar Liar.
Oh my god, this actually looks exactly like Liar Liar. Like, I could... Like, yeah. All of the characters are exactly the same, like... makeup and everything.
Oh, he had some dice. Maybe he's going to play Warhammer. Let's go!
See, but what you guys don't understand is that the games they're playing with the gods, here's a trump card. This is actually Liar Liar Part 2, you idiots. You didn't even know. You didn't
that
even
was
know.
God's game the whole time.
Oh, there's some late novel covers. Let's go.
There's no way I'm watching this show. I don't
care. I'm 100% going to watch this show.
I'm 100% going to watch this show. Oops.
Ed, you need to stop self-harming, dude. You're self-harming again.
What do you mean? I'm enriching my life.
I mean, it looks kind of lame, but I might give it a shot too.
Guys,
it looks,
maybe Mike, one episode. Mike, you couldn't have said it better. This is Liar Liar Part 2, but you guys are getting tricked into thinking it's something else. That's what I think is going to happen.
I go in willing.
I love it.
I mean, Liar Liar 2 also had potential. Like the premise, I think, is not super terrible. It's just that the show was bad.
So this next one is the one I'm probably the most excited for, and I'll let you guess why.
It's the long title that I'm about to say. Oh, let me take a deep breath. I was reincarnated as the seventh prince, so I can take my time perfecting my magical ability. Nice. Or
Tensei Shitara Dai Nana Oji Data Node Kami Mani Majutsu wo Kawanemas.
There we go.
Okay, here
so
we go.
So, Seventh Prince. nice soft piano music is always good.
Yeah, black and white. It's got a nice voice.
Okay, so he's getting isekai'd.
Fire burns.
Oh, he's a badass baby.
Yeah, so he had no talent before, and now he gets isekai'd or reincarnated or whatever, and now he's OP.
I mean, this looks okay so far.
Yeah, it looks okay so far. We got a cute little Shota main character. Always makes me happy.
Everybody's really... there's a lot of chibiness going on at certain times, so I like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey!
Hello there.
Okay, so...
the onsen scene.
We got
he's a bad boy.
in the bath with lots of ladies.
Okay, so there's going to be a big baddie, like devil character, I guess. All right, this is going to be... I have a feeling...
What's going on with his fingers? Is this Jujutsu Kaisen?
I have a feeling this is the best we're going to see from the show. This is an example of the PV is going to be the best.
Guys, silver-haired maids, white-haired maids. With
Mike's
big
like,
boobs.
10 out of 10. Don't even need to watch the show this
10
season.
10 out of 10.
Oh, there's like a Chun-Li style pink. Character.
And she kicks ass.
I mean, animation-wise, it doesn't actually look Kuderate terrible. Kuderate
dead pan lollies.
This literally has everything Mike needs. Oh, it's a cute mascot, Baphomet yeah, goat. That's fun.
I think that goat demon earlier got turned into the little cute one after he beat him.
Oh, that's a good prediction, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, this is...
Hold on, his hand is now character? Did you see his
okay,
hand?
Okay, this is going to be... This could be a cute show of the season, I have a feeling. Like, cute dark magic.
I don't know, man.
This one actually
so
looks good, guys.
Yeah, I'm
I don't know why you're so reluctant, Gizmo.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it looks okay. Like, the animation looks better than a lot of the other, like, isekai shows and stuff. But the story itself is so tired.
I do like Ed's positivity, his positive nature on all the shows so far. Like, we could just bring up something where it's just like a dude going to the bathroom and Ed's like, come on, guys. I think it deserves a fair chance. People worked on this. Okay.
Yeah. Who knows what happens once he goes to the bathroom? Does he go number one or number two? I guess we'll find out.
Okay. Moving on. This is, we don't even know who added this to the list. So we'll have to figure that out. Jellyfish can't swim in the night or.
Oh, it's my turn. Yoru no kurage wa oyo genai.
All right. This is not Princess Jellyfish related, no. Which is sad because I love that. It's a little girl drawing jellyfish, apparently.
So far, so Princess Jellyfish.
It's a bunch of young women with hobbies.
Yeah, playing the piano. Now we got jellyfish swimming. No. Now we got Instagram posts, high school girls.
Oh, this is going to be like slice of life, like let's be friends for the gals, which is fun. That's cute.
It looks good.
So this
yeah,
is
actually but looks... What does it have to do with jellyfish, though?
So she draws them.
Kobodobo, fine animators of cute girls doing cute things.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like, is cute girls doing cute things.
Oh, yeah, the group of four girls.
Yeah.
There's a blonde one, a brown hair one, dark black hair one.
The shy one, the genki one.
We got all the bases covered. Oh, and a pink hair one, of course.
Yeah. Oh, with a flesh fang, of course.
Flesh fang, shout out, and Lolly being drawn.
Is it about music?
I don't think so. I think it's just them doing... I think maybe one of them's musical.
Oh, well, maybe it is music. No? There's definitely a lot of music in it.
I think. I think that's
We've
music
had, like,
involved.
Three different insert songs so far.
I think one of the girls' interests, one of their hobbies is music, but like the other one is drawing shit, maybe. Apparently.
Oh, almost panty shot.
Oh. We got some cute outfits.
I mean, I like the way it looks.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it does
look cool.
I mean, and the cute girl shows, they have to look good, right? Otherwise, no one would watch them.
Yeah, once again, this is Jellyfish Can't Swim at Night.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I think jellyfish swim fine at night. I get the impression they're okay.
Or do they just float around?
It has potential.
I
must say.
I put that on there anyways, but mainly because of the studio. Like, I was like, that looks like something that's gonna.
If it's just like the four girls running around the city and I'm gonna chase my dream and it's really about nothing, then I'm probably not gonna enjoy it. But
I'm gonna.
I love that.
I want someone to chase their dreams because it ain't fucking me. So why not?
Do you know what this show reminds me of? It's A Place Further Than the Universe. It looks very much like that show.
Shout out to Kai, one of his favorite shows. Yeah.
Everyone take
a
shot.
That was a decent
Kai
show. I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, actually. It was quite good.
And a lot of people loved it. So, yeah.
It's getting a Blu-ray release, finally, with a dub. So there you go. Anyways, it's been... that's good.
I like that. That's exciting. All right, well, we're moving to a... Okay, this is a heavy hitter show coming up here for the season. A lot of our friends in the Discord absolutely love this. Shout out to Sam in particular, who's been raving about this. So
We're edging in on main summit territory here by including this one, but that's okay.
Yes, but I know this is cool. This is for the Monster Heads. This is Kaiju number 8 or...
Kaiju 8 Go.
There we go.
Don't you mean Hachi Go? I don't know.
Nope. Actually, there's a number 8 there.
There's a number 8 in
once
the
again,
title.
Once again, Toho Studios Hachi Go.
This one's going to be hype because I've also been reading the manga since it came out.
It looks good. Ooh, there's like same. Monster
I have some
dissecting.
Carving up a monster with a chainsaw. It's crazy.
Well, off to the train.
Wow. It looks great so far.
Oh, production IG also
involved? This is kaijus invading the city.
Ooh, that's a giant lizard. Who let their giant lizard out?
Okay, I think this is going to be pretty hype for the season. I agree with you guys. You know what that means, everybody? If this is the most popular show of the season, that means I can't watch it.
Sexy sniper. Sexy lady sniper. Let's go.
So humans have to fight against the invading kaiju. Lots of action.
Never heard of that thought before. What the hell?
And this older guy. And
what? Oh, no. Guys, it's aliens. It's,
oh, did he turn into a kaiju? Him. Is he a kaiju now? The main character, I guess?
Yeah, he transforms into
spoilers,
a kaiju.
The main character becomes a kaiju.
Oh, no.
Oh, some of these kaiju are freaky looking.
Yeah, they're kind of scary looking.
They look like half human, half bugs.
In 5 seconds, I saw twin tails and a fang tooth, so everybody has to take two shots.
I am all over this female special forces going on here.
Yeah, I mean, this is peak anime.
Okay, so... If any one of you doesn't want to watch it, I'm going to force it on you because this is my show.
Okay, there you go.
So we got gizmos.
I read a couple of volumes of the manga and you know I'm pretty tired of like the battle shonen genre.
Very much so.
Just in general. Like I still enjoy some of them like My Hero Aka and Jujutsu Kaisen and stuff. But this manga got me really excited again about a battle shonen. This is the first manga I've read in years that actually got me excited. So I'm very much looking forward to the anime.
Oh, damn. We should get this on the manga club, like short-term list to check out. Because I'd love to check it out.
Yeah, sure. Before.
That would be...
I really hope they do a good job with the adaptation. Because I think...
It looks like it's going to be pretty good. As far as quality goes, we'll see how if they stretch the story or shorten it, or we'll see how that goes. But yep, super excited for it too.
Okay, this next show, actually,
Mike wanted to say something.
I just said it's been on our short term like voting for a bit, hasn't it?
Oh, for Manga Club.
Yeah. I think I might have actually put it there. I don't remember. Maybe.
Okay,
we'll start the campaign for it. What? This next show I added. It is called Mission Yozakura Family. I'm going to give a little bit of talk about after we view it because this is a very popular Shonen Jump Plus story going on right now in the magazine. But once again, that's Mission Yozakura Family or...
Yes, well.
Is it my turn? Yeah. Sorry. Yozakura-san chi no daisakuzen. Saxon. I don't know.
Okay. All right. For Spy Family the Ripoff.
The Spy Family Rip.
Sad boy, blue haired girl.
So
it's a tale as old as time.
Better
oh, yeah,
finish
here
your
go.
Carrots. Oh, wait. There's another blue haired girl. Or is it the same one?
No, that's the same one.
Okay.
Oh, no. Intense staring.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is basically about a story of a family of spy, assassin, underground dealing people, and this lonely sad boy marries into the family because there's nothing that says Japanese anime like child bride. Am I right, guys?
Well, you got
Wait,
me.
So he has to marry the child of the spy family.
Yes, he, because they are in class together, and
it just happens to fall on her lap.
Oh, this is what's going on. Oh, so Michael like this. This show has a heavy, creepy older brother vibe to it, where he's way too into the little sister and he's way overprotective.
Wait, which one is the little sister though? Because there was like the drill hair girl, which I was all over.
No. So there's two main characters: red hair boy, blue hair girl. I love how they keep it simple. And he and they have like a nice relationship, except the older brother gets jealous and wants to kill the little red hair boy. So to stop that from all that happening, the blue hair girl's like, if you marry into our family, then he can't harm you. So you should just do that. And that's how the story begins.
So he marries her, though, the blue hair girl, right?
Yeah. That's okay. Who gets married. And they, that's how the story starts, is they get engaged and they're quickly married in the story. I was reading this for a couple weeks in the Shonen Jump app, and let me be honest, at first I was like, oh, this is cute and interesting, but there's like 200 chapters out right now, and nothing happens, and it's just like, the way they set up stuff, the way they introduce characters, you're like, oh, this is just like the poor man's spy family, with like a little bit more, you know, maybe scandalous stuff because of the marriage or whatever, but just go watch or read Spy Family. It's better. I've already dropped this, by the way. I dropped it. I'll watch a couple episodes of the anime. Interesting side characters, but overall, maybe not this one.
Yeah, honestly, I've seen nothing in the trailer that interests me really, so I don't think I'm gonna.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. And this is funny because I guess there's just no Japanese translation. This is The New Gate.
All right, here we go. Nothing to do with the old gate.
Out with the old, in with the new. Oh, it's a death game. Guys, we got a death game.
A hopeless death game.
Oh, no, death game.
Oh, no, it's a Kirino wannabe fighting some big demon thing.
It's like a Bahamut.
Bahama.
Oh no, he's selecting skills and shit. Oh, I hate
he's sitting
already.
In a field, looking out. Oh, elf girl that's got big boobs and blue hair.
Mike is so easy to impress.
Another elf girl.
Mike's like, this is going to be anime of the season, guys. Seriously.
Elf girl. Oh, another guy.
Oh, I see. That's how he's different. He uses a Japanese style sword, unlike Kirito.
Oh, it looks so bad.
That's what's funny? Charged. His design, the MC, he had this like red and black armor on that looked exactly like the show that we reviewed this last year with the cheat skill.
The Wholesome Boy?
Yeah, with the Wholesome Boy.
The cheat skill from Another World or whatever?
Exactly. The armor looks exactly the same as that, but this definitely looks better, but not great by any means. No.
I like the manga for this show.
Nice.
This should be good. The issue I haven't kept up lately just because I think it came out like once a month. So I would wait to backlog
it. How many manga do you read?
enough.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I might make you guys watch this one instead just because you guys didn't seem to like it as much.
Oh no.
just so everybody knows, Ed, I currently have 8 week-to-week manga that I'm reading out of Shonen Jump. So I have 8 is my number.
Nice.
I think
I'm at like in the 30s or something, but I read them in chunks. I don't read them week to week for the most part. There's only like maybe less than 10 that I read week to week.
Yes. Shout out, obviously, One Piece, which is the greatest ever.
How do you even find time to watch anime in there, Ed? I don't know.
You don't sleep. So I work a lot and then play games a lot. And read a lot.
And then watch
about
anime.
I worry about you.
About it.
I'm gonna come there sleep? And take care of you for a while because I think you need to.
That'll give me more time to do more stuff. Thanks.
Okay.
This is another one where you guys there is no Japanese title apparently because it's called Re Monster.
Yep, Re Monster. I just want to point out this is one of the 3 animes Studio Dean is doing.
Okay.
That's a good sign when a studio is doing 3 shows at the same time.
Re-Monster.
This one also has a very popular manga.
Who's this filthy
Are
green?
Are they making the title look like ReZero?
Oh shit, he was isekai'd into a green goblin baby.
Oh, maybe he's like, oh, no. He's turned into a goblin. Maybe he's like one of the goblins that appears in, Asanagi manga.
Okay, so it's all about the goblins have got to eat, and I'm assuming they eat meat, so what does that mean?
He's an attractive goblin. He's like the goblins from Slime Isekai.
I'm saying this right. Ooh, there's a lot of goblins.
Ooh, baby, we got goblin hotties.
Oh, man, it's like all goblins for the most part. What I'm hoping is that Goblin Slayer doesn't show up or these guys are fucked.
Yeah, let's not think about that, okay?
Okay, there's humans and mages, and so it's a magical world, but the goblins are the main characters?
Yeah, that's cool. I like it. Let's do it from the goblins' point of view, and let's get hot goblin ladies.
Are they good goblins or bad goblins, do we think? Or is it ambiguous?
These are, you know what? Better goblins, less touchy-touchy goblins.
So,
yes.
The concept of evil races is something we need to abolish, so let's just embrace all the races. So, yes, these are good goblins. These are goblins that...
goblins are clearly the protagonists, right?
So. Yeah.
Okay, our next show is, and this is a special shout out to friend of the show, Kai. Kai, hope you're having fun in Japan still. This is, of course, Spice and Wolf. Merchant meets the wise wolf, or...
Okami to Kyoshunryo, merchant meets the wise wolf.
That's how I fucked up the English part.
That was brandy.
So once again, Toho Studios...
I mean, I don't even, guys, I don't need to see the trailer for this.
This is a remake, right?
Yeah, this is a remake of Spice and Wolf.
Yeah, I don't need to see the trailer. I'm already going to watch this show, dude. I love economics.
I mean, I think I'm also going to watch it, but I still don't know why this remake is happening, to be honest, because I don't think it looks better than the original.
No, but the ears wiggle.
It looks a little brighter, I guess is the word I would use. But yeah, I'm not seeing a major drastic change from the... But you know what? Here's the thing. More Spice and Wolf for everybody. You'll get more Spice and Wolf until morale improves.
Yeah, but it's the same Spice and Wolf you already know. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I get the scene?
And it's by Studio Passion, and I don't really have a lot of faith in them, to be honest.
Yeah.
They usually make like cheap, edgy stuff. And I don't see it. But I'm still gonna watch it. Fuck it.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch it.
I just hope they go further this time and maybe finish the manga.
That's exactly what I wanted to say, is that the one, because I'm like, just make season 3, and other people are like, well, it's been a bajillion years and nobody knows and they need to restart the fan base and blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, but I am terrified that what's going to happen is we're going to get this first, maybe second season, and there's just not going to be enough interest generated to make a third. And then I'm still over here handing, you know, just like being like, wait, I wanted more Spice and Wolf, not less. And this sucks now.
Yeah, I think the old Spice and Wolf is popular enough that they could have just made a third season. But maybe they figured if they start again, they get more.
Did they vary wildly off of the manga when they made the first anime? Like, did they make a lot of differences? Is that why they wanted to be more true?
You need to ask Kai about this.
Right, yeah, well, Mike, you should
a light novel.
Yeah, Mike, you should be the expert on this. This is like one of the most popular light novels ever.
I don't read popular light novels. I read trashy light novels.
I know. Hey, Mike, welcome to my world. This is why we're on Anime Plummet, folks. That's links.animesummit.net if you want to find more information about us, everybody. Okay, keeping it moving. Our next show is going to be Unnamed Memory, which is just this title alone reminds me of Unchanged Soldier, but we'll see about that. So
everyone,
let's go ahead
ready?
And play it.
Here we go.
Okay, we got a tower, everybody.
Yeah,
there's a tower.
We got some books.
This is a show about witches and marrying witches. You're gonna like this. Is definitely something we gotta watch.
So we got a boy with he's got a shoulder pad on the one side, but not the other.
Yep.
And a red cape.
Oh, this is the prince of the kingdom, and he wants to marry a witch, which is very scandalous at the time.
And he wants to break some kind of curse.
Oh. Yes, I think by he's got a family curse, but by marrying
a
witch,
she has a little baby dragon on her shoulder. Oh, he looks good in a suit.
But let me say this about the witch girl: she ain't having none of it because he's got some bullshit, and she ain't having it. So I appreciate that about her.
We got a fiery guy and a blonde girl. And a blonde.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of side characters in this, I feel like.
Oh, she does the little mouth thing. The little ooh mouth. I don't know how to describe it.
I think this is going to be just cute romance.
That'll be fun.
Fantasy adjacent show.
Crystal, Dragonfoot. Oh, evil bald guy. If you're bald, you're evil.
Evil baldies.
Oh no, so much generic fantasy action, guys. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, girl running down hall, mage flying through air.
No, this will definitely be a show Gizmo does not watch.
The animation's not bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is hands down a king. Here's the thing. It was not smutty. There's love in it. And there's witches and fantasy. That's a king show right there. Okay,
Can he break the curse by fucking a bitch? Or what is the story?
He has to marry her to be able to have sex with her, which is the very respectful thing to do.
What is this?
Anyways. I love this.
Oh, no, that's not... Well, we already saw that one. Sorry. That's
She doesn't have a slave collar, so he's not forcing her to marry him.
Yeah. No, everything's above board. That's what I'm saying. This is a show for me because it's going to be wholesome is what I'm seeing. So shout out to me.
I'll watch it with you, King. I'll be there.
There we go. Mike and King are best hosts of the week. I've declared it. There we go. Okay. Next show.
Nice.
Oh, okay. This could. I'm predicting a smutty show for this because this next one is called Vampire Dormitory. Let's see what the dormitory is. Ooh, it's under a minute too. I love that.
The blood of a girl. Has a sweet and bitter... Ooh. Wow. Sweet and bitterness.
Okay. I'm not getting a lot so far.
Okay, so this... we were looking at, like, Alice in Wonderland. Now we're looking at Modern World, and she's jumping off a bridge. Don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. Is this a suicide story? Oh, no. Oh, she slipped off the bridge.
She changed her mind, but slipped...
Oh, she's getting isekai'd into a vampire world.
No, she's getting caught by an isekai. Caught by a vampire.
Oh, okay, never mind. He's a cute vampire.
You're a blood bank, baby.
Oh, that's the Kabadon thing.
Okay, this is Shoujo. Sorry, I was mistaken. This is just pretty boys feasting
isn't
after
vampires
a girl.
Always Shoujo.
Everyone's fighting over the cute blood bank.
I was, guys, I will take the L on this one because that was not a smutty show. It's going to be a shoujo romance. You know what I bet? This is what I predict. So there's a vampire, there's a gal, and then there's another human guy. I bet you his name is somehow related to Van Helsing because he was like, I don't trust the vampires. I'm like, that's a Van Helsing. If I'm right, Ed has to buy me a 6-pack of Mexican beer.
I'll do it right now. Send the addy.
Send the addy, baby. He's like, I'll just split that sixer with you. We'll just have a party.
Or I'll send you a six. I'll buy you a 12-pack and split it.
Hey, there we go. I like a deal.
I just want to mention the mail page has cross-dressing as one of the themes. So,
ooh,
she might dress as a boy.
Yeah,
maybe?
I think she was very boyish in the beginning, like the way she was dressed. So
she, yeah.
Okay, that's going to be good. Once again, that was Vampire Dormitory. All right, this next one, we only got a few left here, guys. This is exciting. Next one is Whisper Me a Love Song. Or, Ed, take this one.
Sayaku yo nikoi wo utau.
Very good.
All right, here we go.
Another under a minute trailer. I love these under a minute trailers.
Okay, we got girls with eyes watering.
Music.
Oh, this is girls love. I can tell.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, this is definitely a Yuri.
There's like
girls
a Yuri K on.
Potentially music themes.
Oh, yeah, we got girls being bashful, close-ups of eyes. We got the one girl calling the other one senpai. Oh, covering her mouth. She plays a guitar.
Okay. This is looking, this will look cute and fun.
King, how easy is it to get ladies with a guitar?
Oh my god, it's literally, if you know, like, you don't even need to know all the chords. You just know, like, two or three, and you're rocking out at a party in high school. You got it made, dude. And that's what half of this show is going to be, is just one of them plays a guitar, the other one's like, wow, you play guitar. That's amazing. That's the show. I could see Danny liking this show. I think it's very cutesy-wootsy. I think it's good feeling. So, Danny, I will recommend Whisper Me a Love Song to you. All right.
This is not for me.
This is our
Gizmo Hates
last
Love
of the new shows. And this one's called Windbreaker, a.k.a. Fart.
Yeah, I was going to say, finally, an anime about farts. I've been waiting for it.
I see a guy with, he has split-colored hair. He's half white, half black, right down the middle.
And he has heterochromias. He has two-colored eyes.
All right.
Oh, okay, sweet.
This is only 30 seconds long, this one.
This is great. This is my favorite trailer so far, because it's only 30 seconds.
Right. This is a SOM anime. It's a delinquent story.
This is going to be delinquent. Okay.
Okay. Delinquents. Yes, we got
I'm not interested in weak
graffiti,
people. That's very
stickers.
First off, that's very subjective. And do you mean weak on the outside or inside?
Guy facing like a whole bunch of thugs all by himself. Yeah, he's got two different color eyes.
I like his design. It's kind of goofy anime bullshit, but I
yeah,
think
this is
cool.
Definitely like delinquents, gang high schoolers fighting.
I'll tell you what, I don't like the delinquent shows because I just don't like children who can beat me up.
Neither.
Like, I don't want to get beaten up by a child because that would really
That's
bum me out.
All right.
That's embarrassing.
King,
it's,
just
if you
win,
get,
easy.
Guys, come on.
Oh.
Guys, come on.
I just hope it's not middle school like Tokyo Revengers. That's so stupid.
It's
guys,
so dumb.
We got time. It's so silly. Let me just add my goofy little goofy
sure,
little
sure.
show. Okay. It was called Studio Apartment, Good Lighting, Angel Included. All right.
That's very funny. Oh, it's like a listing. Okay, I get that.
How much is the rent?
How much is the rent?
It's compared to certain places right now, it is fairly affordable.
Wait, Mike, but pause it real quick. I wanted to note this. The title of like, oh, hey, this is an apartment listing. That reminds me, I'm watching for our upcoming review about jobless reincarnation.
It's Yiddish.
And he makes that joke a lot, like, oh, I'm in this prison. It's a studio apartment with its own bathroom and everything. So that's what this reminds me of already.
Fantastic. Here we go. He's got a cat. Let's see what happens. He's living on his own when he entered high school. That's crazy.
How many high school students live alone in Japan? I wonder.
He misses being around someone other than himself. So what happens? Light comes from the window. Oh, it's because it's morning. We got to get out of here. Look at, no one's cleaned this place. Feather falling on the floor.
Oh,
what,
is
landed
there an
on
angel?
The doorstep.
An angel's going to land on him? Oh.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, white hair?
Oh, I was right.
White hair. Let's go.
This is just the angel that lives next door to me, but with a real angel this time.
I was thinking the same.
And she's actually living in the apartment.
Yes, she's not living next door.
She's checking her forehead for temperature. She's keeping the cats from fighting.
Obviously, she's going to be like the perfect angel girlfriend.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's. I just think that's.
Yeah, I'll give that. I'll tell you. I'd give that a shot. I liked the angel next door. I have a feeling he's going to learn some cleaning and cooking techniques. I think that sounds about right.
All right.
Sweet.
Why they look like they're in middle school at most. I don't.
I know.
Why?
Why can't they just age him up? I don't know.
So,
sweet. That concludes our new shows that we're just giving some quick like previews of what we think they're going to be about. And we have a couple. Mike, there's a lot of sequels coming out this next season, aren't there?
Yeah, like we didn't list them all, but a couple people put like Konosuba's coming out for season 3, right? Mm-hmm. Mushoku Tensei.
How do you guys feel about Konosuba?
I love it.
Are you fans?
I think it's one of the funniest shows out right now. I can't wait
great.
For this
it's
season.
It's great. It's also like it was way ahead of its time. Like it was poking fun of isekais before isekais even got as big as they were.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I really like season 2 and the movie, but I was actually not a big fan of season 1, and maybe it was because I watched it before I watched a bunch of isekai. I watched it pretty early on when I started watching anime, and I was like, I don't really get it.
And can I tell
you... I'm also kind of excited for season 3.
Did you watch the Megumi specific
I didn't watch
season.
The spin-off, the Megumi thing.
I did. Mm. It was not great.
It was okay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I skipped it.
It's just... It's a sum of the parts kind of thing where all four of them need to be there. That's like when it really hits.
That's exactly what I said when I saw this coming out. I was like, I don't think Megumin works as a main character. I think she's great as a side character in the group, but as a main character, I don't know if her gimmick works out. You know,
but interesting enough,
she's very much a gimmick character, and I think it's super funny when it happens with the other guys around, but. Yeah.
So funny enough, it does not include. It's not being done by Studio Dean. It's being done by Drive Studio. Drive Studio.
I think only the first season was done by Dean, right?
Was it?
I think they switched studio. Okay. That's maybe why I enjoyed season 2.
Oh, here we go. Anyways, So Konosuba season 3 is probably something we're gonna check out, or at least I'm gonna check out. On the opposite end of the isekai spectrum, we have Mushoku Tensei, which is coming out with its season 2 part 2.
I'm watching second 2 or season 2 as we speak, the first core, and I'm sneak peek. I'm loving it. I'm having the fucking best time of my life right now.
Shocking.
And can I tell you guys a fun fact about this show and Konosuba? And, what's the re one?
ReZero.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Konosuba, ReZero, and Jobless Reincarnation. All of the mangas are very good friends. And in the early days, they would actually send each other test copies of these stories for like, back and forth, like critiquing, editing, stuff like that. But I just thought that's cute that they're all best friends.
It would have been done.
That's interesting because I would say if I had to pick like three isekais that are the best, I would probably pick these three.
Yes.
I mean, isekais don't have like the best track record, but I think these three are actually the best of the isekais that
we've seen. I mean, I pretty much agree. And I wonder, you know, I think that's a reason. Like they're all. I don't want to say classmates, but like probably like, you know, similar ages, similar vibes and everything. And just the fact that they've workshopped these stories with each other is, well, I just think that's neat. Isn't that just neat?
That's just neat.
And of course, we have our review episode for Mushoku Tensei coming up. So we will talk about this in detail.
Look out for that.
And if anyone says anything negative about it, I'm throwing fisticuffs.
We also have the I've Been Reincarnated as a Slime coming out there season 3. We're now going to be dealing with the church. I guess we're.
I've never seen
going.
That show, actually, believe it or not. I've never seen this.
I started it, but I don't. I'm not so
that,
fan.
This
I guess
like,
it's me and Mike.
Yeah, this is going to be a me
this
and
seems
Ed thing.
Like an Ed and Mike show.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like we're deeply invested enough to be in it, but you know. You know if you like that or not.
100%. Ooh, more Demon Slayer coming out soon.
Yep, more Demon Slayer's coming out. More
gonna watch that
Hashira training arc.
Yep.
Being done by Ufotable or UFO Table. I never know which is actually the proper one. My Hero Academia is coming out with new season by Studio Bones.
Season 7.
Ed can give an opinion on that because I stopped watching after like season 2.
I'm also up to date.
No shit, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes Gizmo, you really surprise me.
I know, right? No, I think season 6 was pretty good, I would say.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You
if
guys
you
should. You guys should
get
do
season 4 and 5. Then season 6 is pretty good again.
You guys should do a talk on My Hero Academia sometime.
Yeah, maybe we do a bonus episode for season 7 after.
That'd be sick.
I need to catch up. I'm still back at season 5. I want to say I think I finished season 5. I haven't watched 6.
If you finish season 5, then just go with season 6. It's
I know
it's all that's worked up.
Season 5 was kind of like a. kind of messy double thing going on there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, same with season 4.
So, also, the Misfits of Demon King Academy. The second part is coming out. The first part was very problematic in production, and so I need to catch up on that. But the first season, man, just a lot of fun for a stupid, not isekai, it's more like a light novel type, like, setting kind of thing. Academy.
Was that the one with the OP main dude that, but, like, throws castles at his
like
enemies
it, but it's the one...
It was so over the top. It was actually kind of funny, but not enough that I would watch a second season.
Also, for me and Me Alone, Data Life is coming out with its fifth season, which, how did we even get here at this point? I've kept up all along, but it is getting to become a bit...
How many lives has he dated?
That's the thing, is we're slowing down significantly because we're getting more and more just bullshit things in the way of that. It's starting to remind me a bit of Strike the Blood in the sense that it's getting like, what kind of crazy thing is destroying the world this time? Right? And you're just like, I don't know. Like, I can't remember the one from last week.
They have to top the previous season always, and so they go into... They jump the shark.
I don't know. It just doesn't leave as much room that you want for it to breathe and let them have wacky fun with all the ladies. They're all living together in the apartment complex they built right next to his house for all of his ladies.
He has built extra apartments for his harem.
Yeah, well, specifically the company that's trying to save the spirits rather than destroy them. There's basically two factions. One's trying to destroy the spirits, one's trying to save them, and the one that's trying to save them built an apartment right next to his house so that all of his saved spirit ladies could live there. Anyways, that's Data Life. Then we have The Irregular at Magic High School. Is anyone up to date? Yep.
I am.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably be watching that. Will the sister finally get a kiss from the brother? That's the question.
We need to come up with a name that you know immediately it's going to be a Mike and Ed show.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
It's a Mike It show.
Yeah, it's another light novel, Academy, OP.
Oh, no. It would be called a Med show because it's probably Mid and Med, Mike and Ed. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mid-Med.
Yuru Camp, season 3. Shout out to Fruit. She loves that shit.
So this is now the season. This is where the studio's changing. I watched the preview. The animation doesn't look as strong as previous seasons, but definitely we'll be checking that out. 8-bit is the studio now that's taking over that. Don't know much about it. Euphonium, season 3. Kyoto Animation.
That seems like a Kai show.
This is Wormy, because you look at that's what I always think of anyways, is Wormy.
Gals playing instruments. Gals, not for me. But, I think I'll skip that one.
Gay girls playing instruments? Question mark?
No. Well, I mean, they have boyfriends, but yeah, I think secretly they want to be gay.
This show is built on girlfriends, not boyfriends. Gross.
Gross. Anyways,
I feel like that's. Mike, we didn't even, I don't see it on this list, but I'm pretty sure season 3 of Black Butler.
Yep, they call it the public school arc. And that's Studio Cloverworks that's doing, that's
working on
that
one. Now, let
me
say this about this show. First season, loved. Second season, terrible. This season, stay tuned to find out, because King is definitely going to be reviewing it.
Also, King and Mike show, maybe Ed, I don't know. But we also have our maid in our young
Duke of Death.
Duke
season
of Death,
3.
Season 3. Will they finally solve the curse so that they can embrace and make little babies? I don't know.
He's gonna when they break that curse, Mike. Boy, he's just gonna like he'll be touched on the hand and he'll be like,
and then he will not be able to escape that maid's embrace for the rest of his life. That's it.
No, He won't let her go.
He won't.
Why
let
would
go.
He? Alice is perfect, just the way she is.
I just saw an etchy tag and we never even looked at the show. What the heck is?
Play the clip, Mike.
Play the clip. What's the clip? What, this one here?
Let's see. Yeah, sure.
See if you can big screen it. Oh, yeah, they have a trailer already.
Mysterious disappearances.
All right, I'm
okay.
In.
Girl in her swimsuit at her desk.
Ed's already like 10 seconds in. I'm in. Sign me up.
Oh wow! Sorry guys, volume's a little high on this one.
Okay, I mean the guy looks super generic.
He's also short, older Shota. And this girl's got kind of those are pickle brows.
Ah,
the girl
okay.
has glasses. Shout out to Fruit.
And then we got another one with crazy eyes. She's got big boobs, man.
I have no idea what's going. Oh,
tall girl. I guess there's a pickle brows or something. Has big boobs. Now we got a scummy guy.
Pickle brows.
They're like little baby pickles. They're like the little ones you put on top of a sandwich.
Why does she look so crazy all the time? What's going on with her eyes?
There's a lot of characters we're seeing that I'm like, well, who's the main characters?
I think it's a shorter boy.
And we got feet. Oh, he's also crazy.
This doesn't look etchy, though. I don't see the etchy.
Maybe they didn't.
No. Guys, I think we've been hoodwinked on our own podcast.
We've been bamboozled.
Foiled
into watching this trailer.
As Nick would say, foiled by our own petard.
Hoisted by our own petard.
Oh, hoisted. Oh my God, I didn't even do it right.
That's okay.
I don't.
He said it so much in the last couple of weeks.
Now we're looking at these girls when they're all young. So I guess there's a thing where they get de-aged into lollies. It's great. Oh, there's a girl. What? There's a girl with cat ears and shark teeth.
I don't even know what this show is about. I'm sorry. This is a bad trailer.
Well, it's a supernatural show. They've said it, right? So
yeah, it's quite obviously supernatural.
Mysterious disappearances seems like supernatural people.
Mysterious disappearance. Oh, yes. I've heard. Yes. I've heard people talking about this. How do I get away from you now?
I mean, it didn't look terrible, though. Like, I think it looks better than most of the isekais. I'm not going to lie.
Is there anything else we want to take? There's Girls Band Cry we never talked about. One Room, One Angel. We talked about that.
If you scroll up a bit, there's the old people mystery on romance on the left.
This?
On the left, the gray-haired people.
What?
I don't
comedy
know.
And fantasy?
No.
Jisan and Ba-san.
Elderly couple?
Okay. What is going on with this? This was all nice and organized, and now we're just floating. What's wrong?
Grandpa, look at that.
Are we gonna finally?
It's an old couple.
Has my anime finally come? It's
Mike. Is that you?
Oh, it's about a grandma and a grandpa who eat a magical apple, and they go back in time and become young again.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually.
Like
she's
really but it's funny enough, the hair stays still white, though. It's not like they're... So you know that they're old.
Yeah. Oh, and he does the Kabadon.
Oh,
do we get to see him fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, is that the same girl? Who are these girls?
I think that they're grandkids or friends of grandkids or stuff. There's a lot of thing about peaches in this. Oh,
you're so gorgeous, Grandpa. Oh,
Grandma.
I'm definitely
swooning.
Watching this show. This is what if your grandma and grandpa became hot?
This looks cute.
Yeah.
I like this.
And
so far.
They're
kind of
like,
different.
They're kind of falling in love with each other again. Oh,
yeah,
no, they go back to normal.
No, we don't want to see old people.
No,
gross.
Don't watch old people having sex.
Show us the young, hot people.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, we're going to... I think this, you know what? This should be in all of us, because this just looks cute and wholesome.
Yeah, it does look cute and wholesome. Plus, I'm old. I'm 45, so, like, I'm basically that age.
We all want to bite the apple and become
Jisan,
young.
Ba-san.
Yeah.
Look at the times it's playing.
All right.
I love how the fact that they do 20...
What's the English title for this? Is there an English title?
Oh, let's take a look. If we click on the thing itself, it's going to take us to the thing, and we can scroll down. What? And we can scroll down the side, and it is saying a story about a grandpa and grandma who returned to their youth.
No, that's okay. The plot.
Yeah.
Jisan, Ba-san, Wakagali.
Oh, okay. I'm definitely adding this to my plan to watch.
See,
I'm glad we did
that's
that.
Hidden gem
that's the hidden gem we were looking for.
Blue Archives coming out of an anime. I'll be watching that. We didn't really...
Let me ask you guys, what are you most looking forward to seeing
what
this season?
What are you guys' picks? What do you want to force each other to watch? I can.
It's started off.
I would say Kaiju number 8, but I don't even know if I have to pick this.
So for me, it's a battle but between the Shota, the Seventh Prince, and the elf slave, the archdemon's dilemma, how to love your elf bride.
Mike, can I weigh in on this decision? Because okay. I thought the Seventh Prince looked funny at the very, like, it looked like it would be very funny for us to watch.
It
so can I throw my vote in for that one?
Funny. Yes. Anyway, sorry.
All right.
I'd have to say Go Go Loser Ranger. That one's going to be good.
Go Go Loser Ranger.
Nice.
Just that title just makes me laugh.
I approve it.
And obviously I'm choosing, you know, y'all know I'm trying to chill. Okay. So chilling in another world with level 2 super cheap powers. Let's go.
You nice. Already knew we were going to watch that, King.
Okay. That's the fox waifu thing, right?
Yeah, that's the wolf. That's this one.
Yeah, that's
again,
the wolf. That's the wolf.
You can see the assets are on display.
But
I forgot to mention too that new old stuff that's coming out is new panty and stocking is supposed to be coming out.
How do we miss that? Wait, what? Are you sure?
Really?
Is it? It's not on here.
I've never seen the first.
Are we
seasons?
Sure? Panty and stockings
so.
Coming out in this.
Maybe I'm mistaken again. I could be. Gizmo, I never saw the first one either.
Okay.
But I would like to, and I would like to watch this. If I'm correct, I might not be right, though.
I don't even know what that show's about. It seems dirty, but I don't think it's up. Dirty, right?
Guys,
yeah. It also, I just might be, guys, I might be just making this up right now.
Oh, this is, I was wondering, this looks very familiar.
It's been announced, but for me, it still says to be announced on release date.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Take away the panty and stocking, put it back away, sorry, we got excited.
Oh, yeah, there's
nothing.
No release date. Guys, I literally made this up. This is not true at all. Everybody boo this man.
Boo!
Boo
this man. Oh, I wanted to add that to the soundboard.
Okay, we'll get it for the next one. Sweet. I think that pretty much covers it then, right?
I think so.
Awesome.
Yep.
Mike, you started playing a trailer and you didn't say anything about it, so this is... I don't know what we're looking at.
This doesn't count.
yes, this doesn't count as anything. Don't worry about guys.
It doesn't have a title.
Director, Tsumo, series composition, Mikita, character design, Asako, production. I can't even keep up the
trailers.
Is
it about trains?
It's about trains, guys, and dogs.
Eventually, Mike's
going to
tell us the name of this trailer, but it's cute girls in sailor suits doing train stuff.
Train stuff, and then they pushed each other, and they're smiling. And look at we got a tan girl
like
with blonde hair.
Elementary school or something.
Yeah, this is a wormy show.
I'm definitely pulling the plug on this episode after this because
I'm stopping. I'm stopping. You know, I'm definitely not looking at
other shows.
Here.
I love anyway. It. Well, shoot, y'all. Thanks for tuning in this week. We hope you enjoy it. This is a new thing. I just took over because fuck it. This is a new thing that we're trying out just to give like quick previews. We'll have a more in-depth impression on all of these shows later down the road. So stay tuned for that. Of course, we're still in winter. So we're watching winter shows right now. And tune in for our winter review, which will be coming up in a few short weeks. As we said before, next time you tune in, we're going to be tackling Mushoku Tensei. Jobless Reincarnation, which secret, once again, I'm loving it. It's super fun. So tune in more to see what we think about it from all of us here at Anime Plummet. We'll catch you later.
Also, give us feedback on whether you like this kind of preview episode or not, and what we can improve maybe.
Because otherwise, we'll never do it again.
Exactly. Because we're lazy.
But I don't want feedback on my horrible pronunciation. Thanks.
Yes. No need there. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Later.